insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما
Those will be awarded the chamber for what they patiently endured. And they will be received therein with greetings and words of peace. Abiding eternally therein, good is the settlement and residence.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 75th verse of chapter Furqan. أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تهية وسلاما Those shall be rewarded with the high stations in paradise, because they were patient, and they shall be met therein with welcome and salutations. Also in this program, we'll address the next verse, where it says, خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما Abiding therein, how excellent the abode and the resting place. As you have been previously with us, after completing the attributes of Ibadur Rahman in the previous verses, the Holy Quran addresses these servants of the Almighty Allah with their attributes and mentions their reward, يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَ Their reward is that they have high stations. We said that غُرْفَ is applied to upper parts and stories of a building, and here it implies the best places possible in paradise. This is what we have concluded in the previous program. Now, then the verse says, وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا And they shall be met therein with welcome and salutations. The dwellers of the paradise welcome each other, the angels also say hello to them, and more importantly, Allah says hello and welcomes them, as we read in another verse in the Holy Quran. In chapter Yasin, the 58th verse, we read, Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim, peace, a word from a merciful Lord. Also in chapter Ra'd, we read, And unto whom the angels will enter from every gate, and they say, Peace be upon you. Qalu salam. سلام عليكم طبتم فدخلوها خالدين So they say hello to each other Also the angels say hello to them And Allah says hello and welcomes them The commentators have various opinions about the meaning of the Quranic words تحية and also the word سلام يلقون فيها تحية وسلام The word تحية originally means to pray for life and existence of other person. And the word salam is derived from the word salam, or health, and it means to ask health for someone. So the first word, tahiyya, is for asking life, and the second word is for making his life healthy and without danger. So they both can sometimes mean one thing, but this is the deep difference between them. Of course, in common language, the meaning of the word tahiyya is more extensive. It somehow envelops any word which causes happiness and respect and kindness said to someone at the time of entrance. It is a word of welcome.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Moving on to the next verse, to emphasize more on this subject in a different style, the noble verse, the 76th one, says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Abiding therein, how excellent the abode and the resting place. You may remember the previous verses mentioned that the polytheists will abide in hell forever because they committed sins, they committed fornication, and they called other gods with the Almighty Allah. But for these people, for these Ibadur Rahman, they also are said to be abiding therein forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And in contrast with the abode of the hell dwellers, this place is حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا. This is an excellent abode, and مُقَامَ, and a resting place. These two words, مُسْتَقَرْ and مُقَام, seem to be different, apparently, but they seem to be referring to one thing, one reality, which is the paradise, and the best station they have in the higher ranks. Al-Ghurfa was referred to in the previous verse, and Ghurfa means some place which is high enough, and in this world, Ghurfa is a place that is really stationed high, and it has a view on the others. So it could be referring, حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا, this could be referring to that word Ghurfa in the previous verse, because they're in the best possible ranks of paradise. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا. This is an excellent abode, وَمُقَامًا, and a resting place. Why do they deserve to rest in this world? Because they were patient in the previous world. يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. So this could be concluded. To be the true servant of the Almighty Allah, and to be Ibadur Rahman, you need to be patient, and your reward will be the best places of paradise. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.